Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. I'm a business coach. Today, I want to educate you on four ways to make more profit in your business. So let's say you have a business, whether you own an ice cream truck, maybe you're a blogger, maybe you're a network marketer, you want to grow your revenue, you want to reduce your expenses, and you want to increase your profit. This video is for you if you're trying to do those things. Let's start with some key points up front. There are two ways that I know of to increase your profit. You can reduce your business expenses, or you can increase your revenue, or you can do a combination of both. It doesn't matter how much revenue your business makes, profit is everything. There are businesses that do millions of dollars in revenue every year that lose money. There are other businesses that do thousands of dollars per year in revenue and make a nice profit. So profit is king. Making profit is a balance of keeping your expenses minimal and increasing your revenue as much as possible. You as an entrepreneur want to keep your finger on the pulse and know your business financials at all times. You have a responsibility as a CEO of your business to be a good steward of your own money. So these are the four ways that I could think of. And I've been a business coach for over a decade. I've been an entrepreneur for over 21 years now. And these were the four things I came up with when I brainstormed of how to increase the profit in your business. You can reduce your business expenses. You can find more customers. You can sell more products to your current customers, or you can get your customers to shop with you more often. We're going to go into detail on all four of these things. I hope you will evaluate yourself objectively as we go through these things and look at your own business and look for things that you can improve. Let's start with reducing expenses. And this is something everybody who owns a business tries to do. They look at their monthly bills for their business and they ask themselves, what can I eliminate? What can I switch to a different vendor and save money? And that's a good idea. You should focus some time and energy on reducing expenses in your business. You should look at all of your expenses, one, two, maybe three times a year, get rid of the junk, focus on what's good, and be that good steward. However, this is not the best way to make more profit in your business. What most entrepreneurs do is they spend almost all of their focus to increase their profit on reducing their expenses. And here's the truth. You can only reduce so much. You can scrimp and save a couple bucks here, a couple bucks there, but that's not going to have a big impact on your bottom line, not compared to these other three things that we're going to talk about. But you should do everything in your willpower to reduce your expenses and keep it bootstrapped, keep it as efficient as possible, as long as possible. Number two is to find more customers. So once you've got your business expenses under control, what most entrepreneurs do is they spend almost all of their focus on finding new customers. If we can just go get 50, 100, 200 new customers, it's going to solve all of our problems. And this is better than doing nothing. However, it often leads to a churn and burn because there is more focus on finding people or finding customers than there is on keeping customers. Keeping customers is way more important than finding customers. If you find customers and all they do is shop with you one time and they never come back, you aren't very good at what you do. You want to have customers who become enthusiastic about your business. They give you a lot of referrals. They shop there more often. So what you want to do, or what you want to understand, is that most profit in your business is going to come from repeat purchases. Let me give you an example, a couple examples. We have a guy who does our lawn. I think we pay him $150, $140 a month. He doesn't get rich every time he mows our lawn, but he comes back every week, every month, and he has that ongoing income by having us as a client. Same thing with any fast food restaurant. Maybe they make 50 cents or a dollar on a $6 or $7 sale, but they know if they get more customers, they're going to make more money. So here's the truth. It's expensive to find new customers. If you look at your business, if I look at my business, I spend a lot of money to find a new customer. Wouldn't it be smart to do what I can to get them to become a loyal repeat customer? It's cheaper to keep a customer than it is to go out and find a new customer. You might have to spend a couple hundred dollars or even $500 or more to find a new customer through your marketing and advertising. But perhaps you have a customer and you could in return spend $40 or $50 to follow up with them, to stay in touch with them, to keep them as a customer. That's a lot more effective than just continuing to look for new customers. You don't want a revolving door of customers in your business. If all of your customers are one-time customers, you're doing something wrong in your business and you need to make some improvements in your follow-up and with your customer service. The next thing you can do if you want to increase your profit is you want to sell more products to your current customers. This is called upselling. It's cross-selling. It's when you walk into a fast food joint and you order a burger and they ask you, would you like to supersize that? Or would you like a fries and drink with that? That's an example of a cross sell. Maybe you are on a pest control business. Maybe you are an exterminator. That's your business. Well, you could sell a warranty. You could sell an annual plan. You could sell, in addition to pest control, maybe you do lawn care, or maybe you do weeding as an example, or maybe you do pressure washing or pool care. That is an example of an upsell or cross sell in your business. You want to have a variety of products. And the best upsell, cross-sell I can think of is Tony Robbins. I love Tony Robbins, but let me just give you an example because I think this will help you. Tony Robbins, the lowest price point he has that I know of are his books and his audio programs. You can buy those on Amazon for 10, 15, 20, 30 bucks. Then what those books do, they sell you on Tony Robbins, but they sell you on maybe his coaching or one of his mastermind or one of his meetings that you go to that's maybe $500 or $1,000, a small event. Then you get to that event, they provide great value, but they also sell you on a bigger event that's maybe $5,000 or $10,000 or private coaching that's $5,000 or $10,000. And then maybe you go to that and then that upsells you on an inner circle or one-on-one coaching with Tony. So that's just an example of an upsell, cross-sell. You don't have to use the exact same thing in your business, but you want to have a variety of things at different price points that you can sell to your current customers. That's going to help you increase your profit, make more revenue. Only having one product or service is bad. You should have at least two or three variations of every product or service. You should have a top tier, a value one, and then something in the middle, in between for everybody. You need multiple things to offer your customers, and you need a good upsell process because one good customer, if you can learn how to sell them a multitude of products or services, it's going to have a huge impact in your company's profitability. Maybe instead of making $100 profit per customer, you can now ramp that up to $500 or $1,000 profit per customer. The final way that you can make more profit in your business, at least that I know of, is you can sell to your customers more often. As a business owner, you want to ask yourself, what can I do to get my customers to shop with me more often? You want to increase that lifetime value of your customer. You want to give them incentives to shop with you. Here's an example. I go to a barbershop, I get a haircut. Every 10 haircuts that I get a free haircut. That keeps me going back to that barber. It's kind of like a loyalty program where the more I do business with them, at some point I get something free or I get a discount or I save money on something. Customers love specials and promotions. Customers love discounts. They love the BOGO. Customers love newsletters. So find a way that you can sell to your customers more often. Maybe instead of them doing business with you once every 3 months, you can get them to do business with you once every 2 months. And over the course of a year or two or three, that repeat business has a huge impact on the profitability and bottom line of your business. So if customers don't shop with you often enough, you are leaving a lot of money on the table. And most businesses are leaving a lot of money on the table because they're not maximizing the customers that they do have. You have to give your customers a reason to come back. You can do that through specials, promotions, incentives, newsletters, free food, all kinds of different things. Just think outside the box, brainstorm a list of things you think you could do in your respective business to get customers to shop with you more often. So these are some final tips and considerations. You want to evaluate your entire sales process from the time you generate a prospect to the time they become a customer, to the time they become a loyal repeat customer. What is your process? What can you do to improve that? What steps can you eliminate? And what can you do to be more effective? You want to have upsells and cross-sells for your customers because someone who has whipped out their credit card and they're ready to buy, there's a high likelihood they'll buy something else from you as well if you ask them to, and it is a good value for them. You want to know the lifetime value of a customer. In other words, how much profit do you make on average per customer? And you calculate that by how much you make per transaction, by how many transactions they do with you over the course of their lifetime as a customer. That's the lifetime value of a customer. And then what you want to do is you want to focus on increasing that lifetime value as much as possible. You have to give your customers a reason to come back. There are tons of businesses out there. Everybody's competing for the same customers. Why should a customer do business with you? What can you do to give them an incentive to come back and shop with you again? Make sure you're providing world-class customer service. If you're not, you're really missing out. And set aside a good portion of your advertising and marketing budget for retaining your customers. Don't just focus on finding new customers. Make sure some of that money is put aside to keep your customers happy and keep them coming back. We've covered a lot in this training. I hope it's been of good benefit to you. Make sure you are a good steward of your money and your business and your personal finances. Remember, profit is king. It doesn't matter how much revenue your business has. If you're not making profit, you're not going to be in business long. And look for ways to make more money and save more money. Do both. So make sure you are monitoring your business expenses, but you're also looking for ways to increase revenue. We've covered a lot in today's training. I hope you've got some value from it. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. I'm a business coach. If you enjoyed this training, please like, comment, and subscribe. Share it with others. You can also check out my website to learn more about how I can help you with your business. Make sure you check out my other content as well. Thank you for watching. Have a great day. I look forward to hearing from you. Talk to you soon.